So today's is about temptation, naturally. Have you ever felt tempted? I see people nodding. Perhaps you were tempted to do something, or say something, or not to say something, or to buy something. Surely we all have. And perhaps quite often, or at least at times. Even Jesus was tempted. He was in a vulnerable state. If you've ever had to go quite a long time between meals, imagine what it'd be like to go 40 days without food. He was in the desert, and so there was probably not much water either. The Judean desert lies east of Jerusalem, between Jerusalem and the Dead Sea, east of the Judean hills, and therefore in the rain shadow. The passage from Luke 4 gives details of three temptations offered to Jesus. The first is, naturally enough, the temptation to eat. Very understandable for someone who had had nothing to eat for days. The devil offers, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." We can imagine the devil holding up a rounded stone, which could resemble a round loaf. Jesus refuses to use his powers for his own needs. Jesus said that he came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, as Matthew 20:28 reports. Jesus rejects this temptation with a scripture from Deuteronomy 8:3. Man does not live on bread alone. The scripture continues, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. This passage from Deuteronomy refers to the journey of the Israelites who wandered in the desert, not for 40 days, but for 40 years. They were hungry, and God provided manna for them. They were totally dependent on God for this feeding in the wilderness. Perhaps some of us have been in the wilderness, those of us who go tramping, or who have gone tramping. But we don't just trust on the wilderness to feed us, do we? Those of us who go tramping take food with us, usually. Some people are good hunters and they can provide for themselves. I am not one of those. But this is what Jesus was referring to by quoting this scripture. He was referring to the journey of the Israelites in the wilderness and how the God fed them. How important it is to listen to the Word of God, to follow it, and to take sustenance from it. And often, if we feast on the Word of God, we may be less tempted to indulge in unhealthy food or activities, or to buy things we don't need, or to take more than our share. Temptation is all around us, of course. Advertisements can be so alluring, but we can make choices at every moment. The second temptation is the temptation to power and authority. If only Jesus will worship the devil. We can certainly see on the news every day that there are people in power reveling in their own strength and acting out that strength by being cruel to those weaker than themselves. Sometimes it seems that the more people have, the more they want. Jesus again refuses this temptation with scripture, quoting the first commandment. It is written, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." This is in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. If we love God with all our heart, we're not distracted by anything else, like when we were singing about placing him on the highest place. If we have given our whole heart to God, there's not room to worship anything else. The devil then takes Jesus to the top of the temple, saying, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here." He further strengthens this temptation with a passage from Psalm 91, but he misquotes. The devil says, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully." But Psalm 91 actually says, "To guard you in all your ways," which is a very different thing, showing that God will guide us at all times and all places, no matter what our desires are. God will take an interest in our ways, our actions, our decisions. Again, the devil is tempting Jesus to use his powers for himself, to make a sensation. But Jesus again answers with a scripture from Deuteronomy. "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." That's Deuteronomy 6, verse 16. Again, Jesus refuses to use his powers for himself, just as he will later refuse to use them to escape a painful death by crucifixion. We may also be tempted not to fear crucifixion, but we may be tempted in difficult times and situations to take an easy way out or dodge responsibility instead of doing what we know we should. Even at this early stage in Jesus' ministry, the shadow of the cross hovers over his life, and yet he is ever walking the way of obedience to his heavenly Father. As we see repeatedly in Jesus' earthly life, the power he has is derived from God, and it is used not for himself, but to bring good news and healing and salvation to others. Although Jesus has won the first round, Luke reminds us that the devil is not finished, just waiting for the next opportunity. We also will all be tested and tempted again and again, and will need to draw strength from the Word of God to resist. God loves us as beloved children, and if we dwell in that love, we are able to enjoy such a special relationship. Our reading from Romans 10 gives details of being in relationship with God. Righteousness is not by following rules, trying to attain the right balance. Rather, it is a matter of mouth and heart. We need to confess Jesus is Lord with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. Paul points out that this truth is available to both Jew and Gentile. Jesus is Lord of all the earth and all the people. In verse 10, Paul points out how it all works. It is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Our task is not to follow umpteen rules, but to accept the grace and love and mercy God offers. As we do that and move on, loving him who first loved us, as the song says, we can be moved to confess that Jesus is Lord and to share that witness and love with others. The gospel is not meant to be a gospel of division, but of inclusion. Everyone is invited and welcome. In closing, let us review the three temptations. The temptation of the flesh, of hunger. We can feast on the word of God and be drawn to feed others. The temptation to power and to be led astray in what we worship. We are to worship God only. The temptation to misuse the relationship we have with God. We can seek the word of God to bring us into the right relationship, a relationship of belief in the heart and confession in the mouth. May we be drawn ever more closely to our loving Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, you who invite us to die to ourselves so that we might find ourselves in you, we pray that we would not be too full of to-do lists and deadlines and anxieties during this season of Lent, so that there is no space for you to do your work of transformation. Grant us, we pray, the grace to welcome your Spirit's work, to breathe the renewing life of Jesus in us, so that we might participate in his sufferings and know the power of his resurrection during this 40-day pilgrimage in Lent. In the name of Christ, who heals us by his wounds. Amen.